Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast. We have an extremely special guest with us today, but Emily, we have to say that he approves our paychecks, right?
Yeah. He's our boss.
So we have to speak highly of you, Kevin. I'm just kidding. We are welcoming our new CEO with us today, Kevin Hogendorn. Kevin, why don't you go ahead and kick us off and give us a little background about yourself. Tell everybody what they need to know about who you are and how you got to be to where you're sitting today.
Sure, absolutely. I guess I'd first say I'm thrilled to be here. You guys do an amazing job on this podcast. I see it out on social media all the time. It gets a tons of views. So thanks for having me on. My background is a little varied. I grew up in Northwest Iowa on a small feedlot. So totally a beef background. I ended up in veterinary school at Iowa State down in Ames. And through that whole process, ran into a dairy nutrition firm and just developed this passion for the amount of management that goes into dairy farms and feeding cattle. So I joined that firm just out of veterinary school. I worked there and managed their company for 14 years. And 2014, I left that company, went off and did my own dairy business consulting gig for about 10 years, which brought me into contact with Transova Genetics. And exactly, I don't know if you looked at the dates, but tomorrow is 1 year since I joined Transova. I'm thrilled to be here.
Wow. Yeah, that seems like it's been more than a year, Kevin, but congratulations on surviving your first year of Transova.
You say it seems like it's more than a year because it seems longer or shorter, should seem shorter.
It seems like longer. No, in a good way. So you kind of mentioned already of, you know, you came across Transova in your career along the lines. What drew you to apply for this job, or what really drew you to want to join the Transova team?
I was connected to Dr. Jan Skideman back in 2015, and he was one of the original founders of Transova, and he took me on a tour of Transova, and there's just no question that it was the people and the core values. The people didn't know me, but it felt like family the minute I stepped foot on the farm. And now I've gotten to know Transova and the core values of client service, excellence, integrity, teamwork, balance. And I just see the people living out those core values every single day. And that's who Transova is. And those core values were so similar to my own personal core values that when I learned Transova was looking for someone to fill the CEO position, it was just a no-brainer for me to apply.
Kevin, you mentioned that tomorrow is your one-year anniversary. Let's reflect on your first year. Tell us what surprised you, or, you know, what are you most proud of after a year? Kind of give us, in the nutshell, a year in review of that first year.
I think what surprised me the most was the size and scope of Transova. I knew who Transova was. I knew they did a lot of work in the embryo field, but I was shocked by the amount of difference they're making in the world on the genetic scene. I didn't realize their scope and complexity, the number of clients they have around the world, and just the number of pure embryos they do. So I think it was just shocking, the impact on the industry. And having been here a year now, looking back, I think obviously I give the credit to everyone who's been at Transova before me, but I'm probably the most proud of what I hear in the field over and over. And people around the world, from the US to Australia to Europe, they all say the same thing, that Transova makes the best embryos in the world. And I think that's a testament to our focus on excellence and quality control. And that makes me super proud that when we put a product out in the field, we don't have to hope for success. We know that our embryos will succeed.
Absolutely. And we talk a lot about that on this podcast of our success and the work that our team does to put out a good product that our customers, our clients can rely on. And it's just an industry standard now that we, we strive for excellence. It's our one of our values and customer satisfaction. So it's really great, Kevin, to hear that you really resonate with that and have heard that over and over in your first year. And I think that leads really well into our next question of, you know, reflecting on your first year, what do you see as the biggest opportunity ahead? And how do you plan to kind of seize that opportunity?
Yeah, traditionally, IVF's been a tool used by seed stock and show cattle producers. And I'd say we love that business and we're fully committed to that business. We have great partners there. We have had this advent of genomic testing in the past 20 years, and that's created this massive opportunity in the commercial beef and dairy herds. So I think it's not only our opportunity, it's our responsibility to communicate the return on investment these commercial herds, both dairy and beef, will get when they utilize technology like genomic assays and then turning those genomic assays into a great embryo program.
Absolutely. And I think there's been a bunch of, I don't want to say innovation, but just so much shift and mindset shift around the application of IVF that you've just talked about. In terms of managing Transova genetics, you've already mentioned, you know, that Transova makes the best embryo, and we're continually trying to make, you know, something good, even better, so to speak, with our emphasis on R&D and continuous improvement. How do you balance kind of that innovation with the steady execution? You know, how do we focus on making a better embryo while still doing our day-to-day jobs?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sarah. I think to answer that, I want to look back and I want to look forward. And, you know, looking back, Transova Genetics was founded by Dr. Faber, and he's an extremely innovative leader. And I don't see Transova ever losing that bent. You know, we're all in when it comes to mastering these cutting edge technologies like cloning and gene editing. We're certainly focused on that. But having said that, innovation isn't always about chasing trends. It's also about mastering fundamentals. And when I think about our beef and dairy clients, they don't start to make money until a live calf hits the ground. So going forward, we're definitely heavily invested in continuous quality improvement on improving our IVF outcomes. Because I'll just repeat that. Our clients make money when calves hit the ground. That's what we need to do for them.
Yeah, Dr. Faber always says our main mission is happy, healthy calves. And I think that just reinstates that phrase that we've used before. And absolutely, our clients make money, you know, when they have a calf on the ground. And you can make 100 embryos, but if you only get two calves, you know, you're not really making your money back. So it's great to hear that that's at the forefront of our minds, Kevin. So switching gears a little bit, you know, I think you've talked a lot about Transova, your vision, but we also have a lot of listeners of this podcast that are college age kids and interested in, you know, their career paths and everything. How do you stay sharp and continue to learn in your role where everyone looks to you for answers?
I think first I want to be very clear, Emily, like I don't have all the answers and I'm surrounded by amazing people at Transova. For my own personal development, I've always been a reader and it maybe approaches the line of pathology, but at any time I have probably 4 to 5 books going on that I'm either reading on my own or I'm reading with a peer group. I probably read 15 to 20 books a year. And I think that would be my best advice to college age kids, that never stop learning, never stop reading and growing. Of equal importance to reading and learning, though, is networking. There's so many smart people out in the world who can connect you to many other smart people. So I always make it a point when I'm attending a trade show, when I'm attending a summit, any type of conference, my goal is to connect to at least 5 more if I can manage it. But I want to meet people. I want to know what their business is about, how they run their business, what advice they can give me. They also, once they learn what you do, they connect you to other amazing people. So I would say keep learning and keep networking. That's the best thing you can ever do.
I like that you brought that up, Kevin, because it reminds me of the book that you'd recommended at one point, which was The First Who, Then What, which is so, you know, people focused and figuring out who you need to talk to and who needs to do what. And then, you know, internally into Transova, we're working on a good to great journey. And we often talk about, you know, getting the right people on the right seats. And so it's very much connection driven and knowing who the right people are to connect with. So I can appreciate that perspective. In terms of going back to the industry, how, in your mind, Kevin, how is Transova responding to continual changes in the industry? I know you mentioned that, you know, we're trying to stay at the forefront, but that seems to me the only thing that stays consistent is change. So how is Transova responding to that?
Yeah, one of the biggest changes I think happening in the live cattle industry right now, I would say, is this beef on dairy world. So that's shocked us with the speed of change in the last 5 years. And so at Transova, we're putting a ton of emphasis into our research, but also into production of terminal beef embryos. We feel there's a great advantage for a beef embryo on a dairy cow. And we want to be the best at helping our dairy clients succeed in that realm. The other thing we always have to keep in mind, and I think if you talk to anyone in the livestock industry, this has never stopped, but it's consolidation. So it used to be that producers would haul their cattle into us, and now we go to them much more often and do open pickup right on their farm, or they consolidate animals for us to do open pickup. So I think that's just caused us to respond to that challenge by maybe teaching and growing and learning with our workforce of how we actually go about the day-to-day work of embryo technology and putting the convenience in the farmer's court instead of trying to make it convenient for ourselves.
Yeah, you talk a lot about convenience. And I think with the consolidation, we have to be convenient, providing our services closer to home and taking them to the producers, because a lot of people are just so busy. A lot of farms are having to diversify on top of raising cattle or row crops or what have you. And so we have to make it easier for clients to access our services. And with that, you know, talking about diversifying, you brought up the beef on dairy aspect of the industry, Kevin. Maybe go into a little bit of that of, you know, there's some producers that have caught on to this, and then there's some that are a little hesitant, especially when you talk about putting a beef embryo into a dairy cow. What advice would you give somebody that is looking to add that into their operation?
I think that the best advice I'd give them is you need to know what fits your operation. And in today we're in such a wild beef market that I think we may not be seeing things as clearly as we should. So, you know, for example, you literally can throw a straw of black semen at a Holstein cow and get $900 plus for that calf. That's probably not reality for the next 10 years. While it's happening today, I think producers should take advantage of it. And the same thing, I talked to our Jersey producers. They can breed their Jersey to Charlet or any other animal and get $700-$800 for that calf. That's, again, great today, but I would encourage them to try to think a little further down the road, and then what fits their operation. So we've seen that purebred beef embryos have fairly consistent conception rate, similar to beef semen in dairy cows. So I think that's definitely something to keep in mind, but that also has to fit your system. You have to have someone trained in embryo transfer, and we're absolutely willing to help with that. So I would say consider the whole gamut of beef on dairy. Do you just put any beef semen in your dairy cow? Are you very specific about the beef semen companies you're talking to and the type of performance they're getting, feedlot performance now, I mean, out of the semen they're using? And then the next step might be playing around with some terminal beef embryos and seeing if you can get a premium above what you might get for a crossbred.
Kevin, I want to go a little bit more in on that. You've mentioned kind of embryo products, and I, you know, there's a lot of herds out there that might be doing the same thing they've always done, right? And so some of this would consider a mindset shift or, you know, even a shift in their program. What's been your experience when you've encountered a producer or breeder who's made that shift, and how Transova has been involved in that, you know, from the Transova team perspective? Can you give a little background on that?
Transova's technology is going to be a management amplifier. So if you have great reproductive management on your herd, you'll be very, very successful at utilizing embryos. If you're struggling with an AI program to get your pregnancy rates where they need to be, we can certainly come in and help you fix that. That's something you certainly should be talking to your AI company about and fixing that first. But if you have great management, we've constantly seen we come in and perform at your management level. I think that brings up another really good point, Sarah, of there seems to be a bit of this impression maybe out in the field that using embryos means we don't use semen anymore. And that's absolutely not the case. As an embryo service company, we're really a partner with your semen provider. And there's great, great genetic semen providers out there that we partner with all the time. So I think I want to be clear on that. Like, bringing Transova in is not a competitor. It's adding us to your reproductive partnership team. You know, we obviously have sister brands that are in the genetics industry. We'd love to introduce you to them if you're interested. But I think the most clear point I want to make is we're a partner. We're not a competitor to genetics companies.
We're another tool in your toolbox. Take a shot, correct. Sarah.
I was saying drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin doesn't know that we drink on this podcast. No, just kidding.
I've been drinking the coffee. So
yes, that's what it is. It's coffee. Yes,
coffee. Uh-huh. Espresso. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's not noon yet. Anyway, so I think that's all great information, Kevin. And I think, you know, that relates to a lot of what we talk about on this podcast. And I want to shift gears a little bit as far as, you know, your role as CEO. And we've had the same CEO for the last 40 years, our founder, Dr. Faber, who is amazing. But, you know, Kevin, you're leading us into this new era. What legacy do you hope to leave as CEO of Transova?
Maybe didn't screw it up. No, I'm not really a person who's into my legacy. I guess I'm a simple guy. And I really would just like people to say Transova was better when he left than when he showed up. That's a win for me.
When you're busy doing all of the things that are required of your role, I know you do a lot of travel, you're having a lot of meetings, you're having, you know, doing a lot of conversations and a lot of moving pieces, both internally with Transova, but also with, like you mentioned, sister brands and everything that's going on in the world. What energizes you when you feel drained after a long week?
I love it when something big's going down. I like things to be bigger than me. So when I'm part of a massive project, when I'm part of a big partnership that might be happening, especially big client partnerships, I love that. Big things fascinate me, networking, getting involved. So send those my way. That I'll get up every day at 5 a.m. for those type of meetings.
Perfect. 5 a.m., Kevin? Yep. I won't be with you on that one. So building off of that, Kevin, you know, you're talking about big ticket projects or accomplishments. What do you hope to accomplish in the next few years? Is it another international lab or product line? Tell us a little bit more of what your vision is that you hope to accomplish in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think what drives me every day is that I truly believe every cow deserves an embryo, and every farm deserves cows with embryos in them. And I think that doesn't stop in the U.S. I mean, we're already operating in Brazil. We're looking to Australia. I look to our U.S. partners there. They have so many opportunities around the world. I think 5 years from now, we'll be probably shocked at the footprint, especially internationally, that Transova has generated. But again, you know, we can talk about growth and we can talk about all those things. And that's great. And that's exciting to put on a chalkboard. But for me, we need to tell this IVF story over and over. And my biggest win and my biggest vision for Transova is that when someone asks a beef producer or a dairy producer about what made them successful, I want them to say Transova helped us get here. That's a win. for us and for them.
Very good. I know we just had a testimonial from a beef producer who said that, you know, he considers just like one of his team, you know, somebody that's there to help him and has helped him achieve great things. And I think that's kind of along the same lines of what you're talking about, Kevin, which is great to hear. Kevin, Emily and I don't get the opportunity to ask you questions very often, but what haven't we asked you that you wish to share with people on this podcast audience?
That's a good question, Sarah. I'm going to have to think about that.
Well, while you think, I'm going to put a shameless plug in of if you are looking for locations of Transova, you can visit our website at transova.com. And as Kevin mentioned, we're starting to partner with a company in Australia called Total Livestock Genetics to help provide IVF services. And our team will be there the first week of May for the World Angus Forum and Expo. And so if anybody is interested in reaching out and connecting with us, please don't hesitate to do so.
I probably could sit and talk about the people at Transova all day. So to me, I feel like I get to be on the podcast when there's 500 other people that should be on the podcast that are doing the work of making amazing embryos every day. They're doing the work of keeping our customers, dropping great live calves on the ground. They're making our customers successful. They're making them profitable. And if I could highlight anything, it's just the amazing team here at Transova. Every day I'm amazed when I sit in my office and take time to think about how many embryos we're putting out today and what that means to a livestock producer and their genetic program and ultimately the profitability of their farm. So I love what you said, Sarah, about us being a partner. We can make embryos all day long, but if they're not made in a partnership with beef and dairy farms, we're kind of spinning our wheels. So it does feel really good to get that feedback. And I think I made the point earlier as well, talking to producers from, you know, Australia to the Netherlands, to, you know, Texas to Canada, and hearing that type of feedback that we consider you guys partners and this is what we're doing in this partnership. That's just amazing to me.
Yeah, I'd like to think of it as we're only successful if our clients are successful. And so we are truly invested in the outcome of their operation. It's not just creating an embryo. It's creating an embryo that makes an impact for them or helps them achieve something that they weren't able to before.
Exactly.
Mic drop. Oh, well, on that note, thank you again, Kevin, for joining us today. It's been great to introduce you to the podcast audience and hear a little bit more about you. And I'm sure this will not be the last time that you'll join us and tell us all the things about Transova and the great work that you're doing for our team. So thank you again for everything that you do and for joining us today. If anybody has questions, we'll link some contact info in the show notes. But thank you again for your time, and we'll catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.